Alright guys, so welcome to the Piafa Music Podcast. This is your host Paolo Jerry Vargas, and make sure that you subscribe to my YouTube Rumble Bitches channel. If you listen to the podcast on Anchor.fm, Spotify, with a simple play, you're going to help the podcast. I'm going to really appreciate it. This is episode 146 from the Piafa Music Podcast. Today's episode is Stop Being a Kid as an Adult, okay? Stop Being a Kid as an Adult. You guys notice I've been talking about a lot about the Peter Pan syndrome, the importance of having maturity when you become older. You know, sometimes I talk about being an adult instead of a kid, or what kind of things make you a kid as an adult, right? The reason is because as a millennial, right, we are one of the first generations where we got raised into all the years without responsibilities, right? So everything was given to us. A lot of the ethics of work ethics, responsibility ethics, all those things got brushed under the rug because somehow our past generation thought that it was best for us to focus on studies and just, you know, for some reason, have a better judgment on the future. We now know that's not the case. We have a lot of data regarding the situation of the millennial. I think 30% of the millennials are living with parents. I think half of the population of the millennials are suffering like depression, anxiety. It's kind of bad. And I think there's a lot of connection with this, with having a reason, having a goal, having a meaning in life. And, you know, as an adult, acting like a kid. All right. And the reason is because you have incongruency with yourself. Right? Incongruency in the sense that if you're an adult and you're still acting like a kid, right? That means that there's some experience that you are not open to admit that it could be a reality. And let me just give you an example to just reframe on that. When we were kids, right? We had the highest possibility in the world. The highest possibility in the world. Right, cash was not always from trees, was not always growing in trees. Right, now we become an adult, we are working. Now the possibility to be to have greatness becomes smaller. Right, now becoming smaller, that means that time has taken place. Now because time has taken place, now we don't have control. We can just determine that then I might be becoming older. I might be becoming, you know, an adult in ragged rather than the kids. And a lot of these people are afraid to take that challenge or responsibility, right? So let me talk about a little bit about what's the negative effect of this. The negative effect is that the more you procrastinate that process, right, more willing you are or more reason you will have, right, to not fulfill what you want in life, right? You can still have a lot of fun. You can still have a lot of things. I still go out with my family. I still go eat outside with my family. I still go to the arcades with my family. But that doesn't mean I'm a kid, right? I'm an adult now, but now I just enjoy things differently, okay? So let's talk about a little bit and how we can just stop being that kid, right? Something that I notice is when you're an adult and you're still having kid mentality, you tend to still rely too much on the fathers and parents, still rely on your family, still you rely too much on your mom. Your mom will call you, you're always speaking on the phone, your mom is just dragging that energy from you or your parents, right? And you're not growing, right? So that's one sign where you know, still being a kid because your parents are still telling you what to do, right? And you cringe about it. And there's a reason why you cringe. It's because you have not received the respect. But the only way you can just receive the respect is basically detaching yourself from your umbilical cord and just start having responsibility as an adult. And those responsibility not only goes with paying the electricity, now, you know, and not having your own apartment. Those are good qualities, but goes beyond that. It's about your legacy. Your legacy is your family, right? Now, your family should be the reason where you fueled yourself to make sure that those goals are met, right? Now, you know the responsibility of being a leader, okay? Being a parent, being someone that put discipline in the house, okay? Right? And now you're not a child. If you still, now let's say you're still going through this, through that process, and you still have your family and everything, and you are backing up from your role of being a leader, you're not doing anybody a favor, okay? You're still holding on to that child mentality, okay? So let's go with one of the behaviors that you need to look up and be careful. The first one will be interacting with others maturely. Have you noticed how you're still an adult, but you're still acting like a kid? You're still having conversations like kids. You're still talking like kids. You can't have a mature conversation because you're still emotionally invested like a kid. Yeah? You're talking about serious issue and you see this person just emotionally just bursting. You still, if that person bursts like that or you burst like that, that means that you're still like a kid. You can have mature conversations, okay? If you calling people dude or weird phrases with respect, right? You're still a kid, right? And you're shaking your hands like you're in the club and stuff like that. You're still a kid, right? Right? There's a lot of things that, and you can see, you know, the best example for this, you see a lot of the social media, so a lot of the buzz feeds and stuff like that. You will see a lot of these people. They're still old, but still like kids. They talk like kids, right? Their passive aggressive. They go with high inflation, right? That's acting like a kid. Don't do that. You will receive no respect, right? People will test you. And then when people test you, you want to come out aggressively. But coming out aggressively is not a sign of strength. It's a sign of weakness. You're just screaming as a victim, just being close to be eaten. Don't act like that, okay? Interacting with others maturely, have that in mind. The next one, right? Keep your cool. And this goal with the other one, the way you behave. If you're having a very, very strong conversation about strong topics, you have to keep your cool. You cannot go crazy. You cannot scream. Screaming doesn't make it right. Screaming is not a fact. Screaming is not it's not a true statement. It's just a emotional reaction. And we know already that being emotional attached to a lot of things doesn't mean that we're gonna just be right. Okay. Most 9 out of 10 when you act emotionally, it's a wrong decision. But the fact is that it's just a body reaction to a situation, but it's not a thoughtful process where you made a decision, right? So make sure you keep it cool. Make sure you react with people cool. If you're working yourself, you know how important they tell you. Don't get your emotions involved. Make sure you're always keeping your cool. People start screaming at you, you're still, you know, keeping your cool. And most importantly, and I'm gonna do a segue here. When you keep your cool, doesn't mean that you just let people talk bad or disrespect you. Mm-mm. Don't ever let people disrespect you. When I tell her about disrespect, I'm not talking about offenses, right? Because it's important for you to understand where the line goes. If I'm talking to you, right, and you touching me, and you know, you do things inappropriate, right? Keeping my cool means I set the boundary, establish my boundary, and I get respect, right? Not keeping my cool in that situation will be like just letting people disrespect me, you see? Because that was what weak people would do. Make sure you're always having boundaries, keeping your cool, right? And always, 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 always make sure you have your emotions in control. And lastly, convince your family you're not a child. And this one's very hard. because how do you convince your family that you're not a child? Now, let me just change that convince. You don't need to convince nobody of anything. The only one that you need to convince is yourself, because the only way you can just express to the outside. There's no way you can just express to the outside by convincing people outside when you don't convince yourself. As soon as you convince yourself that you're something, that you're not a child, people will receive you as such, right? So now we're not a child, we are an adult, we transform ourselves, right? That means that it's time now to tell the truth, right? When you start telling the truth, now things are in a different situation. When you just talk with, you know, maturity about the truth, now people see you differently, okay? When you hold people accountable for their action, now people see you differently, okay? And that goes to show you that you're not a child anymore. You're an adult. There's a consequences when I invite you to a party or I invite you to my house and you say yes, but then you say no. There's consequences for that, right? That means that next time I'm not going to invite you, right? Because a child will say like, okay, that's fine. We just, maybe next time. But there's no boundaries, right? As an adult, you just hold people accountable for their actions. They didn't come to your party or whatever. They first told you yes. Then the minute before they tell you no, as an adult now you hold people accountable. That means you can cut connection with the people. You can just tell them, right? Or most importantly, you just pay them with their bad behavior, right? That's important for you to understand what makes a kid and an adult, okay? I love to talk about these topics because it really reminds me about who I have become in the last couple of years and who I was, okay? It's important for me to show you guys why it's important always to grow from that state. Don't look at yourself in the mirror and think that you're still that kid from high school. If you think you're that kid, you better put it to sleep, right? It's time to grow. Listen, I love video games. I love The Legend of Zelda. That's one of my favorite games, right? But that doesn't take me from the responsibility that I have in this world, okay? It's important for you to understand that. Have fun, enjoy life, but most importantly, know your mission in life, okay? This was episode 146 from the PFL Music Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe. If you listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm and Spotify, you know what to do, okay? With this, episode 146, your host, Paolo Yuriz Vargas. Stop being a kid as an adult. With this, I'm out. Have a good night.